it's a massive lift for the entire school, but I suppose particularly the third years and the second years, and we've 5 or 6 first years playing with the team as well. It's a massive boost to them, you know, and you could see what it means to the school community there. Today we had a number of coaches of supporters, and then we'd also a number of parents from the local area down supporting us, and it's just a huge boost to the school community, you know.
Tell us about the game. You were playing one of your neighbouring schools from just over the border in Leitrim, St Clair's Comprehensive, and you had the lead, then lost it and had to get it back again.
Yeah, so we were pitched against St Clair's Manor Hampton once again. We met them in the exact same fixture last year, actually, ourselves and themselves in the under-15 Connacht final. And we knew we were coming up against a quality side, and that's exactly what we met. We were fortunate enough to go 2-0 up in the first half. Our first goal was a quality goal with Owen Ellion playing a ball over the top to Sam Toohey, who finished neatly into the net. The second goal was somewhat fortunate. Their keeper just made a little bit of a mistake. So we were 2-0 up at half time, and things were going well. But then, in fairness to St Clair's Manor Hampton, they came out all guns blazing, exactly what we expected, and they drew level. And to be honest, midway through the second half, things weren't looking great for us. Our heads were really in our boots, you know. We were struggling big time to try and get possession. And out of nowhere, then Conor McMorrow he struck a wonder goal from about 35, 40 yards, just right into the roof of the net. It was a piece of magic, which is exactly what you need to win a Connacht final, you know.